in addition, of course, to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which we'll discuss in a different video. Parshas Bamidbar is the first parsha of the fourth book of the Torah. And here the parsha begins in a very interesting way. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Saw es korosh b'nei Yisrael, accounting. Once again, the Torah is going ahead and counting the Jewish people. Rashi understands what's the need for the counting. Rashi understands that this counting occurs in the aftermath of the sin of the golden calf, a sin which directly damaged the relationship between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem and the Jewish people, but also a sin that unfortunately claimed many lives. And as a demonstration of Hashem's ongoing love for Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people, Hashem orders Moshe to count the people. Sa'as korosh b'nei Yisrael, count the people. But the count is exceptionally intriguing, because in the count, Torah goes through each and every individual. The Torah tells us the complete numbers of each and every tribe, and then, of course, the complete total of Klal Yisrael. And the question is obvious. Why do we need this level of detail? How is my understanding and appreciation of the Torah enhanced? Because I know how many people there were in the tribe of Levi, or actually Levi wasn't counted, in the tribe of Reuven, in the tribe of Yehuda, in the tribe of Yisachar, in the tribe of Zvulun. Why does this information matter to me? And the great tzaddik, the Baal Shem Tov, says that Hashem was trying to teach us a very simple lesson. A lesson simple, yet exceptionally profound, that each of us matter. You see, sometimes we think that only the collective, only the group, only Am Yisrael matters, only the Jewish people, the nation makes a difference, but individuals? I'm just one person. What real impact, what real effect can I have on anything? And so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to count the Jewish people, because when you count, and each person represents a number, everyone sees how their individual identity impacts the total, impacts the whole. We count. What we do counts. Every single thing we do, big and small, makes a dramatic difference. You know, sometimes when we're young, we're taught the beautiful idea that when a person does a mitzvah, they create a good malach, a good angel. Person does an aveira, person sins. They create the negative malach or an evil angel, whatever that means, but on perhaps a more sophisticated level. What Chazal are trying to teach us, or the Kaddish Baruch Hu is trying to teach us, is that we each make a difference. What we do and how we do it, what we say and how we say it, doesn't just impact us, but it has an impact around all those around us. This goes back in the book of Shmos, when we learned about the Machtzis HaShekel, that there was an obligation for every person to contribute the half shekel. And although, again, the purpose of the half shekel, at least part of it, was to contribute funds to the Mishkan to be able to purchase animals for karbanos, so that the Mizbeach should never be dormant, the Mizbeach should never be without karbanos. But on a deeper level, when I handed in my half shekel, the statement that was being made is that I count. Sometimes we do things, and sometimes not such great things, because we think our actions don't matter. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell us that everything we do, big and small, matters not only to ourselves, matters not only to our family, not only to our people, but matters to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parasha then goes on to discuss in great detail the encampment, the arrangement of the camp of Klal Yisrael. We know that when the Jewish people lived in the desert for 40 years, so they traveled and they camped in a particular arrangement. The Mishkan was in the middle. Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, was right by the Mishkan. And each of the tribes was put somewhere else. Each of the tribes was on a different side of the Mishkan. And amazingly enough, Hashem didn't leave it up to the tribes to figure out who will live where, but rather Hashem gave the explicit instructions where each tribe should be situated, where each tribe should live. And to make things even more interesting, not only were the tribes obligated to maintain this formation, to live in their particular areas when the camp was stationary, when they were at rest, but even when they traveled ultimately again in the same setup, in the same encampment as well. So whoever camped on the north traveled on the north, the east, the west, so on and so forth. So the placement of the Shvatim, the placement of the tribes, was both during times of encampment when they were stationary standing in place, as well as when they were moving from location to location. And again, we ask a simple question, which is why? Why is it that it matters to Hashem where it is, which Shevet is in which place? And a great tzaddik of Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, explains so beautifully that Hashem was trying to teach us a very important lesson. It's the lesson of Seder, the lesson of order. That to be successful in life, a person has to be organized. To be successful in life, a person has to be what we call in Hebrew, misudar. A person has to be organized. The person has to have a Seder. Everything that we try to do in life has to the best of our ability, be methodically thought out. This is true for kids, and this is true for adults. For children, you know, sometimes a kid comes home from school, and the first thing you want to do, or I should say, the last thing you want to do, is your homework or study for your tests. You've been in school the whole day. You want to get out. You want to play. You want to enjoy. And that's great. All of our kids, those kids, real kids and kids at heart, need a little bit of time and rest, of relaxation, of recreation. But here's the problem. If you're not organized, if you don't have Seder, that little bit of time outside playing or that little bit of downtime can turn into an evening filled of leisure, leaving no time for studying, leaving no time for preparation, leaving no time to allow me to be successful in school the next day or in the coming days. There always has to be a Seder. There has to be a framework. There has to be organization. As adults, when we start our day, it is so incredibly important to create for ourselves a to-do list. What do I want to accomplish today? What are today's objectives? What are the things that have to get done? What are the things that would be nice if it could get done? And it's not just true in a day, and it's not just true in a week. What about life? What are the things I want to accomplish? What are the things I want to do? What is my spiritual bucket list? What is my material bucket list? What are the things I want to accomplish during my short time in this earth? Because, my dear friends, the problem is that if there's no Seder, if we're not organized, the days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into months, the months turn into years, and before you know it, an entire lifetime could go by without having accomplished the things we wanted to do. Not because we don't care, and not because we don't try hard, but because we are not misudar, because there is no organization. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us a dramatic lesson. Hashem says everything must be organized. Even the way the Jewish people camps around the Mishkan. There must be a well thought out process for everything we do in life. And that organization, that Seder, is both in the home, as symbolized when the Jewish people are in camping, and also when we move, when we travel. This idea of Seder in the home is so incredibly important. As parents, we know that when our children see a sense of Seder, when our children see a sense of organization, that has a positive impact upon them. When our children see that there is physical order in the home, that there is emotional order in the home, that parents have a plan for what it is that they're doing, it impacts our children in such beautiful and dramatic ways. And children, when children have a plan, and children have Seder, and children are organized, how much happier they make their parents. So a little bit of Seder, a little bit of organization, a little bit of an established framework, both in the home, as well as when we travel, when we go, in the workplace, wherever it may be, we always have to be hyper-focused on creating an organized framework for ourselves, because that is how we are able to be successful. These are just two little points from Parshas Bamidbar, but two beautiful and important lessons which hopefully will enhance your appreciation of the parsha, and Amir Hashem will enhance the Kiddusha of your Shabbos. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful rest of the week, and a good Shabbos and good Yom Tov.